You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand journalist Barbara Drever says she was interviewing a refugee outside a restaurant on the Pacific Island nation of Nauru when local police arrived and accused her of breaching her visa. The TVNZ Pacific correspondent on Nauru to cover the ongoing Pacific Islands Forum says she was questioned for several hours before being released without charge. She maintains she did nothing wrong.
I was under the impression, and I know we were allowed to talk to refugees. I think it probably shows that things are a wee bit sensitive here, in fact, a lot sensitive. It is what it is, and I'm just pleased to be out.
The reporter has since had her media accreditation reinstated. But New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, while greeting Ms. Drever's release with relief, has publicly promised to raise the incident with authorities at the forum. The campaign's director for Amnesty International New Zealand, Meg Durand, has welcomed that news, saying more pressure is needed regarding the Australian-run detention centre on Nauru. Hundreds of refugees remain in limbo in the centre, including more than 100 children. Mr. Ron says the latest incident shows how far officials will go to stop information getting out.
Journalists have an obligation to report on human rights abuses and on things of concern. And certainly, from what we've understood, there's been confusion around what the rules and regulations of the visa were. But from Amnesty International's perspective, detaining a journalist who is simply conducting an interview on a public street is a particularly over-the-top reaction to the situation.
Nauru authorities deny any journalists have been prevented from speaking to anyone. They say others who've gone through what they call the proper channels required to protect the safety and security of all have been aided in visiting refugee residential communities. Nauru's government says in a statement, Ms. Drever voluntarily accompanied police, but it expects some outlets to characterise the incident as an attack on press freedom. The statement reads, Nauru, as a sovereign country, has the right to protect its citizens and residents, and we don't apologise for this. Ahead of the summit, there'd been a call to put the issue of refugees on the agenda, but it was rejected. Clearly unhappy with the attention, Nauru President Baron Wanga says the topic isn't relevant.
We don't deserve this at all. Don't tell me about, refugee being an issue. How can it be an issue for Tonga, for Kiribati? No, it's an issue for Australia and all those refugee advocates that are out there.
Nauru has notoriously strict laws around media. Although it waived the usual visa fee for the forum, only small numbers of reporters were allowed into the country to report on it, with most countries allowed 3 staff members. New Zealand was allowed 7. Just before the forum began, refugee families and children were hurriedly removed from mouldy tents, some of which they'd lived in for several years. And in February this year, Nauru's government entirely banned the ABC from sending a media delegation to the event. Meg Durand at Amnesty International says access is very limited for both journalists and non-government organisations.
Absolutely, there's been a campaign of secrecy to control the information that's coming out of Nauru and out of Manus Island. I mean, in Nauru, journalists have been unable to get visas to Nauru without exorbitant costs, over $6,000 for visas, and certainly many NGOs have been declined access. But we also hope that perhaps the outcry has indicated that this isn't something that will be acceptable.
A recent joint report by the Refugee Council of Australia and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre said the situation for the 900 people on Nauru has gone beyond the worst fears of advocates, with children as young as 10 attempting suicide. It accused the Australian government of trying to hide the true scale of the situation. New Zealand has repeatedly offered to take a number of asylum seekers from Nauru and Manus Island, with Ms. Ardern promising to raise the proposal again during her visit to Nauru. The New Zealand government also recently announced plans to double its annual intake of refugees to 1,500. But soon after arriving in Nauru, Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters cast doubt on the move, saying the country has more than enough issues to deal with already.
We've got 50,000 people who are homeless back home. And I can show you parts of the Hokianga and elsewhere, parts of Northam, where people are living in degradation. We have to help fix their lives up as well before we start taking on new obligations of the level that some people would like, such as calling for, you know, 10 and 20-fold increase in refugee numbers without any concern as to how they might be housed, how they might be employed.
Ms Ardern says her government remains committed to doubling the intake. The Pacific Islands Forum ends on Sunday. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.